This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has signed legislation that prohibits welfare recipients from using the funds at liquor stores, casinos, or strip clubs. The legislation also bars recipients from using cash benefits to buy anything marketed for adults, while increasing penalties for people who are convicted of spending benefits improperly. The newly signed law brings Missouri into compliance with federal restrictions on purchases using temporary assistance for needy families' electronic cash benefit cards. Nixon said Monday the legislation ensures assistance for those in need is provided in a proper manner. Supporters said the measure would help to prevent fraud and abuse in the welfare system. Critics had said it would create unnecessary restrictions on where people can buy food. An underused runway at Lambert Airport in St. Louis is set to become home to honeybees. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the St. Louis Airport Authority has approved a 3-year lease with Robbins Apiaries, with plans to keep beehives on a 400-square-foot piece of land north of the third parallel runway. The airport will get $75 a year in rent. The beekeeper, 76-year-old Jim Robbins, was drawn to the location because of the plentiful supply of white Dutch clover near the runways and the lack of pesticides. Missouri's top House official has dropped an attempt to subpoena members of Governor Jay Nixon's administration to testify before a committee he created. House Speaker Tim Jones had subpoenaed 5 current Nixon staffers and his former Revenue Department director to testify about changes that were made in Missouri's procedures for issuing driver's licenses. The 6 people all declined to appear as directed by the subpoenas last month, and a Cole County judge temporarily blocked the subpoenas from being enforced. An attorney for Jones has filed court documents indicating that he has withdrawn the subpoenas and wants the court to dismiss a lawsuit challenging the subpoenas. Public colleges in Missouri and Kansas say a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling on affirmative action won't affect how they recruit minority students. Officials at Missouri Kansas City, the University of Missouri in Columbia, Kansas, and Kansas State all say race plays no role in their admission standards. The Supreme Court ruling in June didn't forbid considering race in admission, but said schools must prove there are, quote, no race-neutral alternatives to achieve diversity on campus. The Kansas City Star reports the university officials say they try to recruit minority students to apply, then allow the applicants who meet the basic criteria to attend. 36 Missouri residents serving on a House Medicaid panel won't get any compensation for traveling to meetings, even though 14 lawmakers on the panel will get paid. An email from the committee chairman, Republican House member Noel Torpy, says only the 14 elected officials on the panel will get reimbursed for their travel costs, including vehicle mileage and hotel bills. The committee is scheduled to hold its first meeting Wednesday in Independence. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.